This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the top U.S. infectious disease expert, said Tuesday that the coronavirus death toll in the United States is almost certainly higher than the reported 80,000 figure and warned of serious consequences if cities and states reopen too quickly.
Capability that when there will be cases, there is no doubt, even under the best of circumstances, when you pull back on mitigation, you will see some cases appear. It's the ability and the capability of responding to those cases with good identification, isolation, and contact tracing will determine whether you can continue to go forward as you try to reopen America.
He told a Senate panel investigating the U.S. response to the pandemic that unaccounted numbers of coronavirus victims, especially in New York City, have died at home without being officially counted in the national death toll, but declined to speculate how many more. President Donald Trump has been prodding businesses and state governors to reopen the world's biggest economy, and all but a few of the country's 50 governors have issued orders in recent days to allow some stores, restaurants, and offices to resume operations. Clashes erupted between Israeli army and Palestinians in the West Bank after a Palestinian rock thrower killed an Israeli soldier earlier today. The soldier died after being struck in the head by a rock thrown from a rooftop during a arrest in Yabad village near Jenin. Clashes later erupted in the village between Israeli troops and stone-hurling Palestinian youths. Officials in Afghanistan say a suicide bombing of a funeral in an eastern province and a militant raid on a hospital have killed around 40 people. This is VOA News. The spokesman for Russian President Vladimir Putin has been hospitalized after testing positive for the coronavirus. That according to Russian news agencies. The Interfax news agency quoted Dmitry Peskov as saying today that he was receiving treatment. According to the TASS news agency, the 52-year-old Peskov said he last had a face-to-face meeting with Putin more than 1 month ago. In the meantime, Russian authorities have said they would look into the safety of artificial lung ventilators being used at two hospitals after a fire broke out in St. Petersburg at one of the hospitals earlier today and killed five people. The blaze erupted after a ventilator in an intensive care ward treating 20 patients with coronavirus burst into flames. It was the second fire to break out at a hospital treating corona patients in less than a week. Tesla CEO Elon Musk is restarting his California factory in defiance of local government efforts to contain the coronavirus.